episode 150. Welcome to the Take Up Code podcast, where you can learn valuable insights and skills in programming. I'm Wahid Tanner and will be your host today. Service-oriented architecture, or SOA for short, can mean different things. At the core is the ability to send a message over a network to an isolated destination for a specific business purpose. Let me explain what all this means now in a couple ways that you can relate to. This will be a short episode because I'm not going to get into all the details. The problem with this is that the details are different depending on who you talk to. SOA has been around for a long time and has changed over the years. It's gotten mixed up with APIs and microservices. Even the meaning of APIs has changed over the years. That's why I started out with a vague description and some terms such as specific business purpose that are not much better. Don't worry, I'll tie it all together in just a few minutes and you'll have a much better understanding. The first thing is communication and sending messages. Let's say you have 5 colleagues at work from different countries that each speak a different language, and you want to get everybody together to plan an important event. You have some time to organize this event, so what do you do? Would you learn how to speak the 5 other languages? And would you recommend that the others learn to speak 5 new languages each also? This could work, but imagine not only the difficulty of learning 5 new languages, but also making sure everybody else learned 5 new languages. And if you think your troubles are over, they're just beginning. You all arrive at the planning meeting and don't be surprised if the language changes several times back and forth. There's got to be a better solution. This problem has been solved already. A much better approach is to use translators that know how to speak a specific language plus another language that's common to all the translators. Each person has a private translation of what's being said by the others. And whenever somebody needs to say something, those words get translated for everybody else to hear too. I'll get to the rest of the explanation right after this message from our sponsor. How would you like for me to show you exactly how to write a real game from start to finish? I'm organizing a 5-day workshop that will show you everything you need to go from a complete beginner to writing your own game. This will be a graphical 2D side-scroller, and I'll show you how to get your game character moving around through multiple levels. You'll learn fundamental programming techniques firsthand, beyond anything that I can describe in this podcast. Let me know if you're interested by texting Game Week as a single word to the short number 44222, and I'll give you all the details. So if you want to take your programming beyond a hobby and learn how to make a real game that you can sell online, then text Game Week to the number 44222. I know that some phones don't have access to short numbers like this. Or maybe you're listening from outside the United States. Just go to takeupcode.com/contact and send me a message. Okay, back to the event you need to organize. You've worked out a system where each of you can understand everybody else. But why were each of you chosen for this big event? Probably because each of you has organized events before and you all know what needs to be done. So, now, do you all meet and decide to plan the whole event several times over? In other words, do you sign up to handle travel, lodging, meals, advertising, finances, and the content all by yourself? What's everybody else going to do? Hopefully not the same thing. In SOA terms, you and the other 5 people are like new software solutions within a company. The last thing you want is to have multiple systems handling payments or licensing. And it's even worse if these systems can't communicate. With service-oriented architecture, whenever you're designing a new software solution or adapting existing software to work better, instead of making each software complete and able to handle all the things it needs in its own way that only it understands, you instead create standalone services that are designed to perform a specific task. Maybe you need to figure out if a customer that sent an electronic request for information is still a valid customer before just sending the information. This is the type of thing that can be delegated to a service that knows how to validate customers. That's all this service will do, and it'll do that job better than anything else because it's specialized. This makes your new software more reliable and faster to develop because you can rely on those services instead of trying to figure these things out for yourself. Back to the example of the event planning, it would be similar to each of you taking one aspect of the event and working on that in such a way that you can all make use of these aspects as services. Then you can put together the final event by making use of the work each of you have done. It's important to realize that the services don't really know how they're being used or why. They're just useful for solving specific needs in a way that any software can send the service a message and get back a response. Once you have your design divided up like this, then each of these services can be run on different computers and even in different locations. Thank you for listening. Make sure to check out the other episodes, and if you get value, please give the Take Up Code podcast a rating on iTunes, hopefully 5 stars, and a review. Your support goes a long way to helping this podcast thrive and help others learn how to program. If you have any questions about this episode or even other programming questions, please ask. Just go to takeupcode.com/contact and submit your question. You can also comment on any episode at takeupcode.com.